Imagine doing everything perfectly. You know, you win your cases, your clients just absolutely love you.
You're probably working, what, 60, maybe 80-hour
Oh,
weeks?
easily. And yet your firm's revenue hasn't moved a single inch in 3 years. So welcome to the 500K plateau, and welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm your host, Ron.
And I'm Sandy. Glad to be diving into this today.
Yeah, if you are a lawyer listening to this right now and you feel like you've hit this invisible brick wall in your firm's growth, despite doing just excellent legal work, this deep dive is designed specifically for you.
It really is. It's such a common frustration.
Right. So today we are unpacking a really phenomenal article directly from the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website. It's titled From Stagnant to Scaling: What Law Firms Do Differently Between $500K and $1.
And our mission today is to sort of deconstruct why that stagnation happens,
That's
right?
exactly why it happens, and more importantly, breaking down the actual infrastructure that successful firms build to, you know, shatter that million-dollar ceiling.
Because you put in the sweat equity, you build a solid practice, and then the growth curve just flattens out entirely.
Yeah, it just stops. So let's start by diagnosing the underlying problem here. Like, why does growth suddenly just stop for successful lawyers?
Right.
If you look at how most attorneys reach that initial $500,000 mark,
Yeah.
the blueprint is it's usually identical. It is built entirely on your personal bandwidth.
Which means sheer hard work.
Yes, hard work, getting genuinely good results in the courtroom, and leaning heavily on word of mouth. You know, you spend years developing a trusted referral network just by showing up and doing the work.
Which feels great at the beginning. I mean, it feels incredibly organic.
Oh, totally.
Your past clients send you their friends, other professionals send you cases, and the practice just grows.
It does, and it grows without you having to think too hard about marketing, which is, well, it's the dream for most attorneys. But then, you know, it stops. And it stops not because you suddenly became worse at practicing law. It stops because the model that built that first 500K has a very hard mathematical ceiling.
Because it's a personal model.
Exactly. Every single client, if you trace the breadcrumbs back far enough, connects to you physically. It scales exclusively with your personal energy and your personal time.
Well, personal energy is a finite resource. Plus, your personal reputation is geographically and socially bounded. The network of people who refer cases to you, they have a fixed capacity. Eventually, that social circle just reaches saturation.
Yes. And to add more volume, you'd have to constantly add more humans to your network. And, you know, building deep relationships takes years. You can't synthesize a 10-year relationship over a weekend.
No, definitely not.
I actually like to think of the 500K firm as a beloved local diner.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Think about it. Everyone in your specific neighborhood knows this diner is absolutely phenomenal. The owner greets you by name.
But a traveler passing through on the highway 3 miles away.
Exactly. Or someone new to town searching their phone. They have absolutely no idea it exists because the roads leading to that diner aren't mapped digitally. Your reputation simply does not travel beyond the physical rooms you've occupied.
So to grow beyond that ceiling, the firm has to figure out how to attract people who have never been in those rooms.
Bingo. Because your personal network is tapped out, the mandate for growth is you must learn to attract the digital stranger.
Right.
This is the distinct pattern we see in firms that break through to a million. Whether it's personal injury, family law, whatever, the breakthrough firms figure out how to become visible to total strangers.
Which most stagnant firms just don't have the infrastructure for.
No, they don't. They might have a, you know, a digital brochure they call a website, maybe a disconnected vendor running some ads, but they don't have a system. The firms that cross a million build a presence that aggressively shows up in Google Maps and organic search.
But the article from Forward Push points out a massive shift happening right now with how those strangers are actually searching, though.
Yes, it's huge.
It's not just typing keywords into Google anymore.
No, it's a fundamental shift in consumer behavior. We are talking about AI-generated recommendations.
Wow.
Yeah, the firms breaking the 1 million barrier are securing visibility in platforms most stagnant firms aren't even thinking about, places like ChatGPT and Perplexity.
Right.
And they're showing up in Google's Gemini AI overviews, which now sit at the absolute top of the search results page. Above the ads, above everything.
Wait, I have to stop you there. Relying on an AI bot to recommend a law firm?
I know it sounds.
That just sounds incredibly risky for someone facing a high-stakes legal issue. Are clients actually trusting ChatGPT to find them an attorney?
It sounds wild, but yes, they absolutely are. People are increasingly treating conversational AI like like a hyper-intelligent personal assistant.
Really?
Yeah, instead of typing divorce lawyer near me and scrolling through 20 sites, they open ChatGPT and type, "I live in Chicago. My spouse is hiding assets. I need an aggressive family law attorney for high net worth divorces. Who should I call?"
And the AI just tells them.
The AI reads the entire internet and spits out three recommendations.
But how does the AI actually choose? I mean, it doesn't know you. It hasn't seen you in court.
That is the million-dollar question right there.
Yeah.
To an AI, authority isn't about handshakes. Authority is built through a highly structured digital ecosystem.
Okay, meaning what exactly?
Meaning the AI is scraping the web looking for interconnected proof, a digital consensus that you are the definitive answer to that specific prompt.
What does that interconnected proof actually look like in practice?
Well, the AI looks at the underlying mechanics of your digital footprint, like directory citations.
Right.
Are you listed on 50 reputable legal directories with the exact same name, address, and phone number?
Consistency.
Exactly. It looks at schema markup on your website, which is essentially code that translates your content directly into a language the AI easily digests. Breakthrough firms are investing in this structured system to feed the AI exactly what it needs.
Okay, so you successfully game the AI, and now traffic is flooding your site. But here's the tragic irony, right? Driving all that traffic actually accelerates your losses if your firm operates like a leaky bucket after 5 p.m.
That is the perfect way to phrase it, a leaky bucket. Visibility requires capture. It genuinely does not matter if 1,000 strangers find you on a Tuesday night if you drop the ball when they finally reach out.
Right, because legal emergencies don't just neatly happen between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
No, they don't.
If someone gets arrested or served with papers, they want immediate answers right then.
And if you're listening to this after a grueling day in court, the idea of suddenly managing late-night calls probably makes you want to throw your phone out the window.
Definitely.
I hear the objection all the time. I absolutely do not want an AI talking to my potential clients. But let's look at reality. The alternative isn't you having a bespoke, empathetic conversation at 9 p.m.
Right.
The alternative is the phone ringing out, going to a generic voicemail, and that panicked prospect immediately hanging up and calling the firm listed right below you.
Losing a lead you paid to acquire.
Exactly. That is the real loss here.
So, how are the scaling firms practically handling that 9 p.m. call without losing the human touch entirely?
They are deploying professional AI voice agents. And let me clarify, these are not the clunky press one for sales phone trees from 10 years ago.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right. These are sophisticated natural language agents. They answer the late night call, empathetically collect the basic facts, capture the lead's contact info, and route that data into the firm's CRM.
So it's queued up for the morning.
Yep. Queued up for the attorney to follow up first thing. The prospect feels heard, the intake is started, and they stop shopping around.
That makes sense. And what about the 11 p.m. website visitor who doesn't want to call but is just browsing?
For the silent browsers, breakthrough firms use conversational AI on the site itself.
Yeah.
It pops up, engages the visitor, answers preliminary questions, and captures their info. The leaks are plugged.
Right.
But the mechanics of capture go even deeper with cross-platform retargeting.
Retargeting is one of those marketing buzzwords. Break down the actual mechanism of how that captures a client.
Sure. Think about the prospect who visits your site, reads blog post, but isn't quite ready to pull the trigger, so they leave.
Which happens all the time.
All the time. Stagnant firms just let them wander away forever. Breakthrough firms use a mechanism called a pixel. It's a microscopic piece of code that attaches to that visitor's browser.
Okay.
So 3 hours later, when that prospect is scrolling through Facebook, boom, a video of you explaining the exact legal issue they were researching appears on their screen. You are essentially following them around the digital ecosystem until they hire you.
You capture the demand you work so hard to generate. That's powerful.
It is.
But traffic and capture are critical. But you still have to prove to that digital stranger that you are the right attorney. You
Yes.
have to earn their trust before they sign a retainer.
Exactly. Once you capture their attention, you have to prove you're the definitive choice. This is where authority comes in. But not just static authority, authority that compounds over time. The mechanics of this involve producing consistent video content in your actual voice, publishing highly specific FAQ blogs, and running a systematic Google review pipeline.
Okay, I want to clarify a crucial point from the text here, which should be a massive relief for the lawyers listening.
Go ahead.
Building this compounding authority, specifically the video component, it does not mean you have to become a full-time content creator chained to a ring light.
Oh, absolutely not. It is a massive mental block for so many attorneys. You do not have to be an influencer.
Right.
The way the $1 million firms do this is through efficient batching. They sit down in front of a camera for 1 hour a month. They record 12 short videos answering the most common questions their ideal clients ask.
And then the system takes over.
Exactly. The system handles the editing, optimizing, and dripping that content out. The lawyer just goes back to practicing law.
And those FAQ blogs work the same way, right? I mean, they aren't writing academic treatises.
No, no. They are answering specific search queries. They target long-tail intent. Instead of a blog titled Understanding Divorce, which is way too broad, they publish an article titled How Are 401k Accounts Divided in a Contested Divorce in Illinois?
So when a prospect searches that exact question at midnight, your firm provides the exact answer.
Precisely. And here is the compounding factor. Every single review and every single piece of content builds on the last one. Google's natural language processing actually reads the text of your reviews to understand context.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about the star rating.
Not at all. Right. When a client writes, "This firm was amazing at handling my commercial lease dispute," the algorithm learns you are an authority on commercial leases. Mm. Month after month, your firm becomes this impenetrable fortress of authority.
It creates a massive snowball effect.
I guess so.
But who is actually executing all of this? I mean, visibility, AI consensus, retargeting pixels, video batching for a lawyer already working 60 hours a week. Managing this sounds impossible.
And that brings us to the fundamental operational difference between a stagnant firm and a scaling firm. It is the infrastructure shift.
Okay, tell me more.
Let's look at how most 500K firms operate. If you're doing marketing, they usually just have a loose collection of vendors, an SEO guy over here, a Google Ads person over there.
And managing multiple vendors who don't share data creates this incredibly frustrating handoff problem for the firm.
Yes, the handoff problem is where your marketing budget goes to die. Let me explain why vendors fail to scale a firm. A vendor is optimizing strictly for their own specific metric.
Right, in their own silo.
Exactly. The SEO vendor is pointing to a graph showing organic traffic went up. The Google Ads vendor is bragging about lowering your cost per click. But none of those metrics matter if the firm isn't signing more cases.
So what's the alternative?
An integrated system. It does everything in service of one single outcome, the right client finding the firm and converting. The Forward Push article specifically mentions case gravity as an example of this kind of system.
So structurally, how does an integrated system like case gravity function differently than just, you know, hiring a group of smart vendors?
Think of vendor-based marketing, like trying to build a car by buying parts from 10 different factories that don't share blueprints.
Oh, that's a mess.
Right. You might end up with a Ferrari engine, but you've got tractor tires and no steering wheel.
Yeah.
An integrated system operates like a highly tuned assembly line. Every part connects. The data from the SEO strategy directly informs the paid advertising campaigns.
Telling the system which keywords actually turn into retainers, not just clicks.
Exactly. The traffic feeds the retargeting pixels. The retargeting pushes prospects to the compounding video content. The intake AI captures the leads that call. There are no dropped handoffs.
It's the difference between hoping things work out and actually engineering an outcome.
Absolutely.
But let's set some realistic expectations for the listener here. If an attorney decides to tear out their vendor setup and build an integrated system today, when do they actually see that jump to $1 million?
This is so critical, and we have to ruthlessly debunk the 90-day fix myth right now.
Yeah, please do.
If anyone is trying to sell you a 90-day jump from 500K to a million, they are selling you snake oil. The mechanics of the internet do not allow for overnight shifts. Building digital consensus takes time.
Right.
The article outlines a very realistic timeline. In the first 3 to 6 months, you're going to see meaningful visibility improvements. The AI engines start to re-index your structured data.
So just getting visible initially.
Right. Then, between 6 and 12 months, the assembly line is fully operational. That's when you start seeing real tangible impact on your actual case volume.
Okay.
And then in the 12 to 24 month window, that is when you achieve that compounding authority that makes your firm genuinely hard to compete with.
Which highlights a massive trap, I think. So many stagnant firms hire an agency, they see modest results around month 3, get impatient, and just pull the plug entirely.
They stop the assembly line before the product is finished. They pour the plug before the SEO has time to truly compound, before the content library has accumulated enough authority.
And they're just back to square one.
Exactly. The firms that break through to a million stay in the system. And we have to talk about the cost of delay because it is severe.
Yeah, how so?
The firms who have been running a structured system like Case Gravity for 2 years, they are competing with the rookies who started 6 months ago. They have a deep, entrenched advantage that gets harder to overcome every single day.
So if you wait to start building this infrastructure, you're essentially voluntarily letting the competition pull further ahead.
Yes. The starting point has to be now.
Yeah.
Not next quarter, not when things magically slow down, because they won't.
Yeah.
Every single month you delay is a month of advantage handed over to a competitor.
It really emphasizes a hard truth. The difference between a $500,000 firm and a $1 million firm has absolutely nothing to do with how sharp you are in the courtroom.
That is the core takeaway. The difference is strictly the quality of your marketing infrastructure, not the quality of the law practiced.
Right.
So, to wrap this up, I want to leave you, our listener, with a final, slightly provocative thought to mull over today.
Okay.
Take a hard look at the firm you've built. If your entire personal referral network, every single colleague, every past client who sends you work, if they all suddenly retired or moved away tomorrow, does your firm still have a functional mechanism to survive?
That is a terrifying question for a lot of people.
It is. In a world where the next generation of clients is asking an AI bot for lawyer recommendations instead of asking their neighbor, what infrastructure are you building today to make absolutely sure you're the one who gets recommended?
That is a structural question every firm owner needs to answer honestly.
It really is. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time on the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing.